Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Hi, and welcome back to the Dirtbag Baseball Talk Show here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network, Dirtbag Nation. Great to be back with you for another week. Not going to fool around. Not a lot to talk about other than what's holding a lot of stuff up, and that's Mr. Roki Sasaki. Not everybody, obviously, but he's now holding up the Toronto Blue Jays, as we found out this week, the Padres and the Dodgers. The rest of the league's open for business. A little bit of the international signing movements going on as we're talking, and throughout the day, since it opened up today, teams jumped on it. But other than that, Bregman, Santander, Flaherty, the polar bear, so on and so on and so on and so on, are still available in free agency, and it might not be any time in the near future before that gets solved. So we'll talk about that, but predominantly kind of where we're at with the Roki Sasaki thing. And of course, you know, we're just under a week now until that Hall of Fame and selections get announced next Tuesday night, I guess it is. So, yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, we'll talk maybe a little bit about CC Ichiro. Billy Wagner looks like he's trending in the right trajectory. Andrew Jones on the peripheral. Some other people like that. So other than that, great to have you back with us as always. You know, we do it for you. We cannot do it without you. That's what it's all about. We really do it for you. Yeah, it's just the way it is. Whether you're a player, a parent, a coach, if you want to contact us, reach out to us on Facebook or Instagram at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. Ask us anything and everything across the board, from personal training issues to major league highlights to how I'm doing over in Europe when I head over that way, and anything in between. That's what it's all about. We're dirtbags through and through as fans, as baseball people, and that's what drives us, getting up, getting after it, and getting dirty every day as we speak. That's it, on the field, off the field. So obviously, to all our servicemen and women, thank you, thank you, thank you for doing what you do every week so we can do what we do, whether it's on the field or off, wherever you are in the world. God bless you, and thank you so much for what you do. It really, it's appreciation and thank you, I know, isn't enough, and Nolan knows that as well. So, and the rest of the dirtbags out there, we all thank you so much for doing what you do. So, anyways, time to settle in, find that favorite drink, however you like to listen to us, wherever you like to listen to us, because we're going to be right back here in a second with Nolan opening up the opening segment, and here we go.
Welcome back to college bowl season, and now it looks like a fan has run onto the field carrying a $5 KFC bowl.
Oh yeah, it looks like the mac and cheese bowl with five original recipe nuggets, or the new Nashville hot loaded fry bowl with nuggets, coleslaw, secret recipe fries, pickles, and Nashville hot sauce. Wow, looks yummy from up here.
Boy, everybody wants that bowl as more fans are pouring onto the field. Hey, Phil!
Get the only bowls that matter this season. Five delicious bowls, just $5 each, only at KFC. Prices and participation may vary while supplies last. Taxes, tips, and fees extra.
With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, you get coverage options based on how much you want to pay for car insurance. And then you decide how to spend the rest of your money, because you're in charge. Today, you're going to pay down your credit card bill. But you decide when you'll pay it.
Before the due date, so those interest charges don't get you.
But you decide if you pay it in full.
But you definitely should, because again, interest charges.
With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, we'll help you find coverage at a fair price. And then you're in charge. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Unavailable in all states. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Someone had a birthday.
Yep, 50.
Can't believe it.
50 years of wisdom.
Great segue. We have health news, a CDC update.
Pneumococcal vaccination is now recommended for adults 50 or older. Says here, we're over 6 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults under 50.
I don't love those odds.
Same. Look what I found. Pfizer's Prevnar 20 is proven to help protect adults against pneumococcal pneumonia and invasive pneumococcal disease in just one dose, and millions have already gotten it.
Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you have a severe allergy to its ingredients. A weakened immune system may lower your response. Common side effects include injection site pain and swelling, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138, visit Prevnar20.com, or talk to your doctor or pharmacist.
I'm on Prevnar20.com now, scheduling my appointment.
Good idea. And happy 50th.
Now at Staples. Find hot deals on HP, America's most trusted printer brand. Whether you need to print invoices or eye-catching presentations, HP delivers with exceptional speed, reliability, and vibrant color. And with HP, replenishing ink is simple. Find HP ink cartridges in-store at Staples or subscribe to HP Instant Ink and never worry about running out. And right now with home and office hot deals at Staples, you can save up to $150 on select HP printers through February 1st.
IBM has entered into a multi-year agreement to become the official fan engagement and data analytics partner of Scuderia Ferrari HP, the most renowned Formula One team, starting in 2025. The partnership brings together two iconic and enduring brands, both driven by a passion for innovation and commitment to progress. IBM and Scuderia Ferrari HP will conceive, develop, and deliver world-class digital experiences to bring racing enthusiasts closer than ever to the racing team, bringing marquee events to life for millions of fans around the world. Sponsored by IBM.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Noli, where are you leading us off tonight?
Yeah, so I mean, obviously, not a lot of free agency moves over the past week. Jeff Hoffman must have been the biggest one, probably. A lot of news kind of broke about that one. Basically, he signed apparently 3 different deals in the past week, it seems like. One with the Atlanta Braves, somewhere in the neighborhood of a 5-year, 45 to 48 with the possibility to start. Then failed his physical, or at least his physical came back showing some wear and tear. So they got cold feet. Then Baltimore Orioles signed him to a 3-year, $40 million deal and basically had the same thing. And then he ends up signing back with the Toronto Blue Jays, the team that originally drafted him in the first round back all the way in, 2012, I think?
14, I think it was, yeah.
Yeah.
When they signed him.
Yeah, either way, yeah. No, I mean, he was a part of the Troy Tulowitzki trade that obviously brought Tulo to Toronto, and obviously everybody knows the legend that Tulo was. Unfortunately, Toronto seemed to have ruined his Hall of Fame career. I mean, to me, I think he was probably going to be a Hall of Famer based on what he had done, obviously mainly with Colorado. But either way, Jeff Hoffman comes back to the Toronto Blue Jays, 3-year, $33 million deal.
Yeah, I mean, I think the Orioles and the Braves were looking at him in that reliever to the starter role. And probably when they identified the shoulder issues that are supposed to be out there with him, they probably backed off heavily in that and thought, you know what kind of a workload is he going to have? So I have to assume that Ross Atkins knew that going in and probably looked at it the other way. Look, we're not looking at you in any way, shape, or form a starter. Hey, like you said, you've been in our system. Yes, it was a while ago or whatever and that, but you've gone out and you've proven over the last 2 years, great eighth inning man. You know what? Let's talk about the closing role. Probably, 50, maybe 60 innings. You know, you still have to have a healthy arm stay up. I get that, but I think it was just looking at it from 2 different directions. And another little bit of insight, I mean, the Orioles, I had a teammate that was drafted by them, my best friend, actually, and way back in the 90s. And that started with the Orioles with Peter Angelos way back then. And he was a recipient of labrum tears at the time. So shoulders and stuff like that was a big issue in the 90s. And he just got released immediately almost. And it started way back then. A lot of their top players, they had it. If there was any issue with that, Angelos just said no. And it's obviously still true today. Like if they find or identify any issues in that arm at all, they just don't sign that guy. So, hey, you know what? Kudos to them. That's a philosophy. That's a culture. And they saw it with Hoffman, so they let him go.
And here's a big one for you. Okay, this news apparently broke today. Apparently, the Mets reached out to the Toronto Blue Jays in regards to Vladimir Guerrero Jr. Obviously, Pete Alonso made some news this week saying that him and his camp have offered the New York Mets a 3-year deal with opt-outs. Don't know exactly what the contract looks like, but something to the effect of probably that 3-year, $90 million, I think is kind of what he seems to be seeking. Now, obviously, I think Scott Boras can... I'm not allowed to say it on this show, but that guy to me, I don't know, man, he's not thinking straight. Scott Boras, like Pete Alonso, no disrespect, fantastic power hitter, but he's not a $30 million player. Like, so I respect the Mets for at least reaching out to the Toronto Blue Jays, and they should have made a heck of an offer. Cause if I was Ross Atkins or Mark Shapiro, knowing dang well, I can't sign anybody with this looming free agency coming. Try and get back your haul.
I think it was literally just a pick up the phone and say, is there any chance of Vladdy going on? And again, that was the early part of December and that they were talking about. I think we all knew that back around the winter meetings too and stuff. It came official today that the Mets reached out to them. But we've been saying it for the last few weeks, right? Let's be honest. The Mets have been holding off with Alonso because they outpriced themselves on the market and the position that he plays. Olson and Freddie Freeman are the cream of the crop. They got their 160-plus million contracts, but they're the cream of the crop. There's no question about it. Those guys coming down the pipe aren't going to do that. Vladimir Guerrero, yes, he is going to do that. How much?
But that's because of the age. That's exactly not right. Because of fact that he's a stellar defensive player or anything
and
like that.
And the industry has seen that, right? And they've shown that. So, yes, he's going to get his money and stuff of that because of the age, like you said, Nolan, and stuff. But... you know, if you want to talk about that, it's the Yankees are in on him. The Mets are in on him. Obviously, Boston's in on him. Every team would be in on him, more or less. So exactly right. We'll get on to that probably in the next segment, Nolan. But, you know, what the Blue Jays could do, whether they get Rogi Sasaki or they don't get him. So we'll talk more about that later, Dirtbags.
And then just the last little bit of news from the past week. Now, I like this one. This was a good sign by the Baltimore Orioles. Going out there, 1-year, $10 million deal, Andrew Kittredge. Last year led the National League for holds, posted a 2.8 ERA with the Cardinals and a 1.13 whip, 67 strikeouts over 70 and two-thirds innings. But he also finished in the 100th percentile for chase percentage. Now, that guy, I can tell you firsthand, Baltimore Orioles fans, obviously you guys would have seen him in the past having pitched for the Tampa Bay Rays. Now, obviously, last year came over to the Cardinals on a 1-year deal. Really, I don't know if it revitalized his career necessarily because he was fantastic with Tampa Bay when he was down there, but proved that the arm injuries are behind him. Obviously, last year he shoved. Now, this year you got Felix Bautista coming back. Obviously, he's going to be the closer. Don't know if he'll be ready for opening day or if he's going to be probably in May timeline, something like that. But either way, you know what? Kittredge slides into that eighth inning role. He'll be fantastic at the back end of that bullpen. That's the first good move I've seen Baltimore make in, honestly, a year.
Yeah, really good move. Solid all around. Like you said, the numbers dictate it, both from the Rays and last year. And it sets up excellent for Bautista. There's still other relievers out there that they can certainly have conversations with and say, you know, like Kenley Jansen pops into my head. And, you know, you obviously got to have that conversation. Are you a must in the ninth inning? If you are, you're not a fit here necessarily. But there's guys like him out there. They can still build up the rest of that relief corps, and they need to because they've still got starting pitchers that they've got to identify. And we talked about that last week, right? And that's the reality. I don't know who they're going to go out there and get for starting pitchers. I think it's that qualifying offer, right? Teams value their draft picks so much, whether they ever make it or not, they just value it. And if they hit well, and Baltimore's been doing a really good job lately of hitting well, do you want to give up that qualifying offer? Do you want to give up that draft pick? I don't know.
Now, here's one for you. Obviously, Jack Flaherty not tied to the qualifying offer. Do they circle the wagons on that one again? Or do they just let that ship sail? Because I don't think, I realistically can't see him getting that 6-year, $120 million that his agents are looking for. I think he's a Scott Boras client, if I'm not mistaken. But either way, yeah, no, that's a steep pace or steep price to pay for a Jack Flaherty. But honestly, signing him to that 3-year, $70 million, I think I'd be confident with that one.
I think I'll go back to identifying if there's arm injuries in there at all. And just last week, over the weekend, it kind of came out that there might be some issues in that arm that they're not quite sure about. So again, it would be signing with a physical pending. And if they identify anything, they're going to stay away from them. There's no question about it. I look at it, I mean, and they're talking about it in the industry as well. The Braves right there, they're the same idea as the Orioles, right? They've got to replace Morton. They've got to replace Fried. I don't know. I think, you know, if Double A can work maybe a 2 year with an option for the third. I don't know if Flaherty settles for that, but right now we're a month. We're a month away from reporting, and everybody's got Montgomery and Snell on the back of their mind. So I think rubber's going to hit the pavement here pretty quick with some of those guys.
Well, that's it. I mean, you got trade options out there. Obviously, the St. Louis Cardinals have said that they're open for business. Sonny Gray won't be waiving his no-trade clause, but you still have Eric Fetty, who last year was a fantastic pitcher. Steven Matz, I mean, he's been injured basically his entire Cardinals tenure, but on a one-year, I think he's $11 million this year, if I'm not mistaken. That's an affordable contract. Obviously he's a good swing man out of the pen. Last year he was fantastic, starting he got hit a little bit, and then you obviously have Miles Mikolas as well. Now Miles Mikolas, I think the Cardinals would have to eat a lot of that money in order to move him, but I mean those are three guys that I know are available via trade. Eric Fetty I think would be a good get for either Atlanta or for Baltimore.
Yeah, for sure. And I look at a guy like a Lance Lynn maybe sniding into Baltimore just because of that workhorse mentality, right? Getting that Rodriguez, getting him to see that type of a mentality going out there on the diamond. I don't know what his record ends up at the end of the year or whatever and that, but you know he's going to give you quality innings no matter how you look at it. So, Dirtbags, we're going to be right back here in a second with our next segment.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, where do you want to take us?
Yeah, so I mean, this segment more than likely will probably be an entire Roki Sasaki segment. I'm just giving you guys a heads up because obviously he's the talk of the town, number one international free agent. Got to assume there's three finalists that he's announced, apparently, according to Joel Wolf, his agent. Sounds like somehow the Toronto Blue Jays are in there again as a finalist for another superstar Japanese player. And then obviously the big shocker that comes to literally nobody out there that watches baseball, the San Diego Padres and the Los Angeles Dodgers are the other two. I mean, San Diego, Los Angeles, they were always tabbed as the two favorites. Toronto Blue Jays, in my opinion, came out of nowhere, but at the same time, it's Toronto Blue Jays and they're attached to a free agent again.
So he goes to the Dodgers at the all said and done, like has been projected for the whole off season, right? And Wolf does the sale, and I don't know, he's his own man, and so on and so forth, and he ends up signing there at the end of the day. They talk about a six-man rotation. Obviously, that makes sense. You saw Yamamoto come out of the gate and then get shut down for most of the season and come back for, what, middle of August through the playoffs. Same idea, same concept. Who gets traded? What does that allow the Dodgers to do if they get him?
I mean, here's my biggest thing. Personally, I don't think he goes to the Dodgers. I think he goes to the Padres.
Let's just say he does.
Hypothetically, he goes to the Los Angeles Dodgers. All of a sudden, you have a 35-man rotation. Opens up the possibility of trading Gavin Stone, Bobby Miller, anybody else that they have in their farm system that they're going to have to cut off their 40-man roster. It opens up a lot of trades in that aspect. I don't know what they tantalize the most to get in return. Like, I don't know if they call the Cardinals and say, hey, we need another shutdown reliever like Ryan Helsley and offer up a couple of young starting pitchers in return for him. Because, I mean, obviously, you're looking at Helsley. He just led the National League for saves last year, had 49 saves, posted great numbers across the board. I mean, he's had a fantastic career, and he's only on 1 year left. Like, I don't know if the Cardinals are going to re-up him because, by all accounts, it sounds like he's basically going to get Josh Hader money when he hits free agency. Now, this year he's owed 8.5 on the last year of his arbitration. But, I mean, I'm looking at it like, what does Los Angeles abundantly need? And to me, it's not a heck of a lot for in return for a trade. Now, obviously, like you said, you got your Tyler Glasnow. They're obviously going to re-sign Clayton Kershaw at some point, either during spring training or in the next couple of weeks type of deal, just before spring training starts. That one's inevitable. No one even touches Clayton Kershaw. He's a Los Angeles Dodger through and through. Obviously, the Blake Snell signing just happened. You have, like you said, Yoshinobu Yamamoto. You'll have Shohei at some point in time this season. Now, I don't know exactly when he's going to be ready. I don't even know what the plan is for him. I mean, personally, to me, we've talked about it in the past. I think Shohei goes to the bullpen. That would kind of be the route that I'd take. And at least that way I could ease him back into it. I wouldn't have him pitching every day, just throwing an inning, maybe two innings here and there. And then that way, kind of once he gets ramped up, because obviously Shohei's not going to go on a minor league rehab assignment to get his pitching back up to speed, because you need his offense in the lineup at the end of the day. So I don't know. I'm kind of looking at it from that perspective, where all of a sudden you do go with the six-man rotation. Gavin Stone, Bobby Miller, those are two enticing names that I think a lot of teams would be interested in. Bobby Miller obviously coming off a horrible season. I think he posted, what, an 8.34 ERA or something like that before he got demoted. So, I mean, that would be a name to target at least. He's still got, I think, another year before his arbitration eligibility is up. So that would be 4 years of Bobby Miller. Gavin Stone, I think, is probably 4 or 5 years left before his arbitration. Obviously, they've kind of talked about those guys very highly, but that's a possibility.
Yeah, I mean, as you sit here and you talk about it, I don't even know what you get back in a trade. Because like you said, I mean, ideally, under normal circumstances, you're looking at getting MLB guys to fill in positions that you need. Well, what do you need? Like people say Max Muncy or whatever and that. But at the end of the day, Max Muncy does his job for them. He knows exactly what he's doing, right? So, you go to the Cardinals and you go, okay, Arenado and Helsley or whatever and that, and you go for $1 billion payroll across the board. But realistically, I don't even know what you trade for.
Yeah, I don't think you do Arenado. That's why I said I think you go Helsley if you're going to go a closer route or a reliever route.
Yeah, and if I'm those Dodger players, I got to be honest, I'm going, geez, don't sign him. Because I don't even know where I end up.
Yeah.
Because I don't know what you get back for me to let me go and actually have a chance at an MLB career. So it's devastating if I'm the Dodgers, to be quite honest with you. So let's move on. Next on, let's go Padres.
Yeah, so the reason I got the Padres as the actual favorite to sign him, obviously, the Yu Darvish connection. Apparently, he loves Yu Darvish. Good teammates on Team Japan and everything like that. Looked up to him like he was an idol. But that being said, the Padres have produced in the last couple of years fantastic starting pitching, obviously. Seth Lugo, Michael Wacha, Michael King, obviously. I mean, he was kind of... the way that he finished his New York Yankees tenure down the stretch there was fantastic. And then he carried it over into being an NL Cy Young top 10 guy. But I'm looking at it, right? The Padres don't produce injured pitchers. The Los Angeles Dodgers produce Tommy John surgery after Tommy John surgery. Like, no matter how much the analytics are helping the Los Angeles Dodgers, they're running out Tommy Johns after Tommy Johns, man. Like, that's been the history on them for 5-10 years now. Like, every year they have a major injury. The San Diego Padres, for some reason, their pitchers seem to stay healthy. I don't know what it is about them, but if I'm Roki Suzuki, I'm looking at that. I'm like, hey, listen, they're actually developing great pitchers on basically bounce-back years type of deal. And obviously, they're a super competitive team.
Yeah, no question. Do they go ahead and automatically flip Dylan Cease if they get Suzuki? I have to assume they do. For me personally, I think they do. I think they open it up for them and stuff like that. They're not talking about it or whatever and that, but the purse strings are obviously a lot tighter. Obviously, everybody's saying, you know, they haven't made any moves this year, haven't done anything this year and stuff like that because they're waiting on Roki Suzuki.
Well, their ownership also is just in shambles right now.
Let's be honest. I mean, you haven't even probably talked to Jerks and Profar after the season he had for them.
Oh, you should have been.
I mean, he's not going to cost you $50 million. He's maybe going to want $50 million, but he's not going to cost you that.
Well, he probably made you more than $1 million in jersey sales last year.
Yeah.
So, he had a fantastic year. I'd be bringing him back. He's got to be good in the clubhouse.
Absolutely. So I think there's some financial restrictions for sure. There's no question about it. So I look at a Dylan Cease getting flipped. I don't know where. Maybe to the AL East. Who knows? Maybe to Baltimore. Who knows? But... you know, it's going to be interesting. I mean, obviously, yes, the Yu Darvish godfather, as they're all saying and stuff like that with the Japanese background. Yeah, no question. Logistically, we know it already, right? San Diego, beautiful, beautiful. Sunshine all the time. LA, basically the same. Quick commutes, quick flights back home to see the family if you need to. And he's got a Japanese connection. There's no question on all that stuff. Let's go ahead. Toronto Blue Jays. How did he get in on the Blue Jays? I know they said Ross Atkins scouted him live himself 2 years ago and has been on him, but I have to believe he reached out to Kikuchi and said, talk to me a little bit about Toronto before he ever came up for a visit and saw.
Yeah. I mean, there's only two Japanese guys that come to mind when I think of the Toronto Blue Jays. One of them, obviously, I think every Toronto Blue Jay fan out there absolutely loved the guy, Munenori Kawasaki. And then Yusei Kikuchi, obviously, I feel like, yeah, he had to have reached out to Kikuchi. Toronto does have a little bit of a strong Asian center core, I guess, if you want to call it that.
Yeah, for sure they do.
So, I mean, that might have played into it, but realistically, I'm looking at it. You got sunshine and rainbows down in Los Angeles and San Diego, and you got snow and grayness up here in Toronto. Like, I mean, I'm just looking at it from the standpoint of, congratulations to the fact that Shapiro and Atkins probably scouted him in person 2 years ago. Yeah, so did everybody else at the World Baseball Classic. You had to be living under a rock not to scout that guy. But at the same time, it's like, all right, I really don't even know if the Jays truly are a finalist. I feel like Joel Wolf just threw it out there because he's like, hey, let's make fun of the Toronto Blue Jays for being a finalist in on another guy and getting everybody's hopes up and blocking them from signing the rest of these international free agents to these multi-million-dollar contracts. Right? Like, I genuinely don't have a clue how the Jays are a top three finalist, but every free agent, and I'm sick and tired of these sports writers and agents saying the Jays are a finalist for this guy, or they're in on this guy, like, put pen to paper on one of these free agents, finally, for the love of you-know-who, the man upstairs, put pen to paper and get a deal done on one of these guys, because I am so sick and tired. Obviously, we're near Toronto, right? I'm not a Blue Jays fan. I'm a Cardinals fan. Everybody in here knows that. But I'm so sick and tired of hearing every day in the media, oh, the Toronto Blue Jays are connected to him. They're connected to him. Well, do something. Atkins and Shapiro's tenure to this point has been nothing but failure after failure trying to sign these big-time free agents or keeping their own guys. Now, obviously, they did go out and get Jose Berrios, kept him. That was fantastic. Kevin Gausman, they went out and got him to replace Robbie Ray. Sure, great move. I think a lot of Toronto Blue Jays fans would have probably kept Robbie Ray or would have liked to have kept Robbie Ray instead of going out there and getting a Kevin Gausman. He went out and got his George Springer. Now, why wouldn't you go out there and get an Alex Bregman? You know what I'm saying? Like, there was moves that he could have been making this entire time in order to actually draw Roky Sasaki into the Toronto Blue Jays, because I don't look at that organization as ready to compete now. Now, I get they get 6 years of Sasaki, but that's not an organization ready to compete now. They need to figure out Vlad. They need to figure out Bo.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to talk more about in the last segment for sure and stuff like that, because we just don't have enough time here right now in this segment. But exactly right. It'd be really, really good to know what's really going on with the industry and why they're resisting. Is it literally simple as the Vladdy and Bo issue? I realize that's the majority of it. But what else is there? They've completely rebuilt Dunedin. It's supposed to be, if not the top three player development across the board. Shapiro did his job. That's what he was brought here to do, was concentrate on redoing the Dome and Rogers Center and then the minor league complex. He did it. Like you said, Atkins has made some good moves. They haven't all worked out, but he's made some really good moves. But for whatever reason, since Shohei, the brakes have gone on, and it's obviously not for a lack of trying.
Well, I just think it's the taxes.
But maybe it is. I'd really like to know, because there's something that's just amiss here. And it's going to cost him his job. At the end of the day, we're going to talk about that in the next segment. Like, if he gets it done with Roky, hey, he's in the game. If he doesn't, he's got to be, the pressure's on, and he's out the door. So, Dirtbags, we're going to be right back here in a second after the break, and we'll carry on with this conversation.
Lowe's knows how to help make your Super Bowl 59 party a touchdown. Let us help you prep your home to host with top brands like Charbroil, Blackstone, and LG, so you can be the MVP of game day. Plus, use the Lowe's app to find what you need for a seamless shopping run. Or huddle up with our Lowe's Red Vest associates to help make all your game time hosting decisions.
Flex Premium Athleisure is softness that plays hard. From the couch to the gym to the office and beyond, Flex gives you premium comfort and style that keeps up with anything without costing everything. Now take an extra 15% off Flex at Kohl's. Whether you're chasing the ball or chasing the kids, life's a workout. Flex with it. Exclusively at Kohl's. 15% off valid through January 20th. Some exclusions apply. See store or kohls.com for details.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
IBM will become the official global partner of UFC, the world's premier mixed martial arts organization. Together, IBM and UFC are pioneering a product to revolutionize analytics and information in live sports. This includes unique insights and advanced analysis of live bouts, fighter tendencies, projections of possible outcomes, and method of victory, all of which will be engineered to update in real-time on-screen data. This partnership marks a pivotal win, not only for UFC and IBM, but also for fans around the world who will experience the sport in a whole new way. Sponsored by IBM.
The Columbia Interchange System was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day. Featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
Getting together with friends to watch the game
then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. We're talking about the Blue Jays and the Roky Sasaki and the overall situation with the Jays in that the last, 14 months, basically, in that since Shohei went ahead and signed with the Dodgers. So the bottom line is, I was talking about before, Nolan, let's say he gets Roky Sasaki. Let's say he falls to the Jays and they get him. What is that next move? It's not Bo. I can guarantee you that. I think Bo's out the door, no matter what.
Well, I'm trading Bo. That would be the next move. Apparently, Bo's closest friends.
Would you make that move before you go ahead and say, okay, Vlad, let's get in the office and let's talk. Are we 450? Are we 475? Are we 500? No ifs, ands, or buts, because we're not leaving here until we get something signed.
Yeah, if they sign Sasaki, that would probably be the next conversation that I'd have would be, all right, Vlad, how much? And Bo, you're out the door. It's somewhere in that order. Like, Bo's gone. Mm-hmm. To me, like, it's a no-brainer. Apparently, he's not interested in signing a contract extension. That was the rumors that were coming out in the past week. If that Vlad thing's true, like the 15-year 450 or whatever the heck he's asking, I'm not even having that conversation with him. I'm handing him the money and saying, here you go. Like, dude, we need you to be the first baseman for the Toronto Blue Jays for the entirety of your career. I don't know if it includes opt-outs. Like, if you don't include an opt-out, if you got to go up to $500 million or what the deal would be, but that would be something that, like, I'd have to get pen to paper on immediately after Sasaki. But at the same time, I'm certainly entertaining trade offers for Bo Bichette.
Well, you got to know what's out there for Bo, at least a general idea. Nothing solidified, but you're right. Vladdy, we're going to get this done, because if we get you done, then we move on with the rest of them, because everybody knows Roky's not costing any one of those three teams really any money. $7 million at the end of the day at the high end. And so let's get the job done. We got to get to business here right now. We've got our other starter now. We'll figure out how to use him through the year. Now we got to put these position players out there to make this work and drive on. Let's say he doesn't go to the Jays, Roky Sasaki. Then what's your next move if you're Ross Atkins?
Yeah, I'm trading both.
Yeah, the fans aren't going to like it. Yeah. They're not going to like it at all. I had a conversation today with old coaches and former friends, and they were asking me. I said, who cares about the fans? They're smart enough that they'll understand. Sure, there'll be disappointment at first. But look at Artie Moreno with Shohei Ohtani. He didn't get the job done. He kept him.
And he got nothing.
Got nothing. And now he's that far behind. Offer. He's got to go out this year and sign everybody. Yeah. He has to go out and sign everybody now. Around Trout. And again, now we all know that we don't know what Trout's even going to look like.
No.
Unfortunately. But for me, Dirtbags, exactly what Nolan's saying, and we've talked about this. I'm trading him, Nolan. I'm going Vladdy first. Line up. Get the boys going. Because you're going to get a good return for him. Bo, you're next in line. Kevin Gausman, Bassett. You can rebuild.
Whoever you need to trade, you're trading.
You're in fifth place in the AL East anyways. Yeah,
the worst thing you can do is be a middle-of-the-pack team.
Exactly.
You can't be a team that's not committed to winning and not committed to losing. Like, last year, the Jays did the right thing. They knew that they were a bad team, so they decided to trade off all their guys that only had 1 year left on their contract, right? Going to be a free agent at the end of the year. They traded them off. Obviously, Kikuchi, everybody knows the return that they got for him. Everybody in Toronto loved that return. Everybody down in Houston was like, what the heck is this? And now, obviously, Houston, they maximized what Yusei Kikuchi was.
Yep.
Obviously, he was a fantastic pitcher down there. No one saw that coming. I got to be the first one to admit that. But either way, no, like, that's immediately what I am doing, is you cannot be a middle-of-the-pack team. You know you're going to get back a nice haul for every single one of those players. Like, Bassett, he is a serviceable 3 or 4. There is no two ways about it. You might not get your top 10 prospect, but you'd probably get a 12 and a 15. All of a sudden, Gausman, probably the same boat. Now, Gausman's obviously a little bit more expensive.
But that's what I'm saying. Bassett's the lowest one of that.
Yeah.
So everybody else, you're getting a major league plus farm system rebuild. You're rebuilding everything.
Should be. You should be getting those back.
And like you said, this is what we're kind of talking about, the dirtbags, is look at your St. Louis Cardinals right now. This is probably the first year in for however long. You're not even, you're excited about spring training, but you're like, well, we're just going to be middle of the pack. Wow, isn't this fun?
Well, no, I wouldn't even say middle of the pack. I mean, like, right now on paper, because we failed to trade as many guys as we originally said that we were going to do.
And you're not done yet. But
that's it. No, like if I'm Mosaic, I'm still trying to just hammer out those trades, give as much freedom to the young kids to actually come up and just play and develop at the major league level. Because that's it at the end of the day. Like, I am 100% content as a Cardinals fan on if we trade. Now, obviously, I'd be disappointed, same as when we lost Goldschmidt. I'm not going to sit here and lie. Obviously, it's disappointment. Those were two keystone players. I got their jerseys hanging in my closet. Obviously, huge admiration for them. Both are going to be future Hall of Famers. Point being, trade these old guys, get rid of them, let the young kids come up, and if I know that it's just a complete rebuild year, I don't have any sense of false hope. I'm hoping they do better than 70 wins. But at the same time, I'm not disappointed if they go under 70 wins. Well, I know as long as these guys are taking the trajectory of Nolan Gorman, like case in point, they've talked about him for 3 years. And I mean, the power is obviously immense. Tons of potential. Jordan Walker, same thing. Give him a full season of at-bats. Let him do what he does. Alec Burleson last year got obviously a full season of at-bats and produced 20-plus home runs, 70-plus RBIs, hit right around 280. Like, that's exactly what you need. Brendan Donovan. Big-time player, came up, batted leadoff for us for, I think, about half the season before Mason Wynn eventually took the reins. Like, that's kind of the way that I look at it. Now, Ivan Herrera's become the catcher of the future for the Cardinals. They move Wilson Contreras over to first base. He didn't want to waive his no trade. Keep Wilson Contreras healthy, and we get to see what he does offensively. So I'm looking at it, right, like, just purely from the standpoint of, hey, you know what? Commit to the rebuild. Don't be a middle-of-the-pack team like the Cardinals have been for the past 3-4 years. Like, it's the same as the Jays. The Jays get into the playoffs in 22, 23. They don't do jack with it. Last year, obviously, they finished, 74 and 88 or something like that? Like, a horrible year, but at the same time, they're still not ready to admit defeat. Like, if I'm Shapiro and Atkins, that's the only way that I save my job, is by trading those guys, getting rid of them, get back my haul, get back my talent, and then just embrace the rebuild.
And I've heard both you and Braden talk about how exciting that last month and a half, 2 months were.
To be able to watch
the young kids, and you were really impressed with them, and you loved to see their energy and going on the field and competing.
That's why I wasn't too happy about the Horwitz trade. Like, Spencer Horwitz, I liked Spencer Horwitz, man. I thought at the end of the day, you know what, trade Vladdy the start of the offseason. Keep Horwitz, make him your first baseman of the future for the next 5 years. But obviously they went out, got Andrés Giménez, and I mean, I can't really be too disappointed about that. Sure, it's a knock offensively, but Giménez is a Gold Glove caliber defensive second baseman. Well, he is Gold Glove second baseman, plain and simple. Yeah. Yep. So, I mean, you know what? You take it with a grain of salt. That's a good defensive player, and he's under contract for 5 years.
Absolutely. I love it. I love it. I'm not afraid of the $90 million over 5 years. I love it. It's locked up. Go drive on. Your offense is going to come up a bit again or whatever, and I'm not worried about that. Is it going to be great? Is it going to be Robbie Alomar? No, it's not quite there or whatever and that, but he's going to be really good there. No question. So let's jump over to, you know, we talked about it at the first. Santander, your Alonso, your qualifying offer guys. Has that really, in the next collective bargaining agreement, I know there was they tried to move it a little bit last year. The owners offered them, what was it? We'll get rid of it, but then everybody's kind of an international draft instead of like a lottery type of stuff. And the Players Association said, no, we don't want to go that road or whatever. And that's got to be changed, because the last 2 years you've seen that impact the players that are out there.
Well, more than two
years. That qualifying offer and
starts all the way back to Stephen Drew when he signed with Boston back in the day.
It does.
Like, a lot of those players didn't get signed until after the draft, so there wasn't draft pick compensation being lost. So I'm not a fan of it, but I don't know how you get rid of it. That's the issue, because you look at the other sports and they all have restricted free agents.
Yeah, you're trying to protect the team that's developing that, and I get it from the owner side for sure. I would want that all day long. But exactly right. I look at it and I go, how is Santander not signed? I mean, obviously, it's like arbitration every day with these guys. Well, this is where you're good, but this is where you're really deficient. Yeah. It's like it's an open forum for all the fans to see. This is why we love you, but this is why we hate you.
Oh yeah.
And yet when you come back, we're gonna hug and have a media press, and life is great, and this is where I wanted to be all the time. No, that's insanity that there's not teams out there, especially at the prices that he's asking for.
Oh, that's it. Like, he's a 40 home run switch hitting hitter.
The Braves.
What more could you ask for?
The Braves. Like, I mean, any team or whatever, and that, but I'm just going through in my head, like, these guys, they need to be signed. They're good players.
It. Same as Bregman.
Absolutely.
Like, Bregman's a winner. He's a proven winner. Just won a gold glove at third base.
How do you not want him?
One of the better players. Probably got to be one of the top 10 clubhouse guys out there based on the way they talk about him. So it's like, what else would you want from a guy?
Yep. And and that's it. I go back to those Soto this year and Otani last year or whatever and that. And everybody, you know, well, they're one-offs. Well, you know what the next one-off's going to be? Vladimir Guerrero Jr. next year.
Yeah.
And then the next year. And then the Baltimore Orioles are coming down the pipe in a few years. If they don't sign up, how are they going to sign all those guys? Then their players are going to be. Like, it's going to be ongoing all the time and stuff like that. So at the end of the day, there's got to be more to it fixed, I think, across the board. And Boris has got to be involved in it, right? I love what you do, Sky. You improve the game and money for everybody, but you're killing it as well. And the Dodgers, I mean, nobody wants a super team. If you're a Dodgers fan, sure, you want a super team and stuff like that. Or if you're any fan, you want the super team. But realistically, it wrecks the rest of it because, like you said, there's no incentive for me. If I'm a middle of the team, if I'm not in the wild card pickings, I'm not wasting any money on those guys, no matter how good they are, because it's fruitless. It's fruitless.
Well, that's why you look at the NL Central. What has the NL Central done this offseason? Yeah. I mean, Kyle Tucker obviously was a big get by the Chicago Cubs. Outside of that, like the second biggest trade or signing was Tito.
Kyle Tucker's a big get for them, and then what do they do with the arbitration?
Yeah, they butchered the arbitration.
$2 million apart.
Butcher the arbitration, and then, he's only got a year left on his contract anyways.
He's
going to be the same boat next year as Vlad and everybody.
Haven't gone to spring training with the guy, and you're, what, $1.5 or $2 million apart or whatever in that, but yet you want to sign him for a long-term deal. How's that making your relationship right out of the gate work?
Yeah.
It's not.
No, that's it.
And yet they've got money, too. It's not like the Chicago Cubs don't have money.
They're
not signing anybody.
I mean, they just traded Cody Bellinger right after getting Kyle Tucker. So it's like, well, what the heck's the point of that?
Yeah.
Like, that was just a boneheaded move to me. That would be, so you were talking about Dylan Cease getting traded off the Padres. That would be the exact same scenario. I sign Roky Suzuki, and then I flip Dylan Cease immediately afterwards. Now, I'd figure a way how to make the money work in that one, because you're not getting... There's a handful of pitchers that are better than Dylan Cease when Dylan Cease is on.
Yes.
Like, there's not too much better options out there that you can get. So, you know what? If I have to eat Dylan Cease's contract for a year as the San Diego Padres, I will happily figure out a way how to eat his contract for a year if it gets me the best chance to win a World Series.
Because
there's nobody out there in free agency that is Dylan Cease's level. There's no one out there, like, that I'm saying that's
level. Yeah, I agree.
Like, it's just cut and dry. That's the reality of it. I can't make that move. So that's kind of where I'm at right now with it.
Well, and you said, right, when you're looking at the Dodgers, you got to knock off the Dodgers. At the end of the day, you got to knock them off.
Yeah.
And when they've got that 35-man pitching rotation, like you said, obviously it's not quite that much, Dirtbags, but it seems like it's that much, right? Yeah. Then you got to have as many horses in your stable as you can have.
Well, and they gave them a run last year in the playoffs. That was it. Yeah. They were the toughest competition that they had. So in game five.
I agree with you. If there is financial restrictions or whatever or not, I hope A.J. Preller has said, look, if we get Roky or whatever or not, I'm doing exactly what you just said, Nolan. I'm not giving them up. That's another horse that we have. Let's keep them, and let's see if we can go over the Dodgers and get this job done. And then we'll worry about exploding the team if we have to. I'll figure that out when that time comes. But exactly right. There's something that's just not right. And it goes back to those guys. I think a lot of owners are just resisting and saying, I'm not going to go into this game with you guys. I'm not doing it. I'm holding out. And unfortunately, the players are paying the piper. And to a certain degree, your own team. So anyways, we're going to be right back here in a second with Nolan's final thought.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, give me your final thought.
Yeah, so my final thought tonight, obviously we haven't talked too much about the Hall of Fame votes and everything like that that have been made public. So far you got Carlos Beltran, 79.7%. Andrew Jones is at 73.4%. CeCe Sabathia, 93%. Ichiro Suzuki, 100%. Billy Wagner, 84.2%. No one else is particularly close. Chase Utley's at 55%. He's representing the next closest one that I saw. Ichiro Suzuki, 100% vote getter, possibly. I think there's going to be some people that leave him off the ballot. Like if Derek Jeter didn't get in 100%, I can't see Ichiro Suzuki getting in at 100%. Like, no disrespect to Ichiro, fantastic player, obviously a Hall of Famer, but Ichiro Suzuki to me is not better than Derek Jeter was. CeCe Sabathia, I don't think that's any real surprise that he's going to get in. Billy Wagner, obviously he's kind of on the fence. It's his last year. I hope Billy Wagner gets in, considering he was the greatest left-handed relief pitcher of all time. Carlos Beltran, cheating aside, as a player later in his career with the Houston Astros, I really don't know what's going to happen with him. I think there's going to be more people that hold resentment to him that keep him out of it. But Andrew Jones knocking right on the doorstep, like I said, 73.4%. He's got a good chance of getting voted in as well.
Yeah, obviously less than a week to find out. So next Tuesday night, be at the TV and watch and see who gets in for sure. Good class, no matter what. Good players and just a good class. So whether four make it in or only three, time's going to tell. So anyways, hopefully you enjoyed the show tonight, Dirtbags. And again, as always, we thank you so much for being a part of the nation. We do it for you. We cannot do it without you. It's as simple as that. It's as true as that. If you need to reach out to us, you know how to do it. Get in touch with us on Facebook or Instagram at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. Ask us personal training questions, parenting questions, coaching questions, just simple MLB. Send in your curtain call questions. We'll go from there. And next week, we're going to have a lot of information, obviously, in that, from Roki Sasaki to maybe some free agent signings to definitely the Hall of Fame and a lot more. So make sure you're right back with us again next week. And until then, make sure you get out there and you know what? On the field, off the field, you get up, you get after it, and you get dirty. Nolan, do what you do.
Hey, thanks for listening once again, Dirtbag. Stay tuned because it's going to be a hell of a ride.